Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 0.75 cents, May wheat down 1.5 cents, and May beans up 0.75 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 24 ticks. Crude oil steady. The metals are fairly strong here this morning. Yesterday, we had the crop report showing that the wheat improved 2 percentage points. The corn is 3% planted. But if you take out Texas, you know, most of the Midwestern states are well behind. So we had a ton of rain in Chicago and cold weather. If you were watching the Cubs game yesterday, you know how bad it was. Basically rained all day. A little bit of snow even in South Dakota from what I hear. So I think, you know, most of this week we're going to be delayed. Now it looks to improve a little bit next week, but we'll have to see. CONAB came out this morning, raised their soybean estimate to 110.2 million metric tons. They raised the corn to 91.5, so both big numbers there. We really didn't react too much to that on the overnight market. Everybody's waiting for the WASDE report 1 o'clock. Again, everybody believes that we're going to see bigger carryouts, bigger South American crops. The market knows all this, and we are where we are. The question is, could there be anything just not quite as bearish that would give the funds another reason to cover more shorts in the corn and wheat like they did yesterday? And that's, you know, hopefully what we'll see here today. It's hard for me to believe, you know, the funds are just a little bit short on the beans, maybe 5,000-7,000 contracts. I just don't see what could be friendly on this report for the beans. So I think, you know, we could see corn and wheat react positively, the beans negatively. The question is, will the corn and wheat pull the beans up or will the beans pull the corn down? And that remains to be seen out here. So it's going to be a pretty volatile day, I think, with this report. The weather here in the States is kind of iffy. I wish I had something more definitive, but, you know, everybody's expecting the same things on these reports, and the world knows it, and we'll have to see if that's what they actually get. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.